Thank you and good morning. CAL FIRE announced on Thursday that the death toll associated with the Valley Fire in Lake County has risen to 5. That blaze has scorched more than 70,000 acres, forced the evacuation of thousands, and destroyed more than 580 homes, along with hundreds of other outbuildings. More than 3,900 personnel are assigned to the wildfire, which stands at 35% containment, and which has drawn fire and police mutual aid resources from across Northern California. Closer to home, the U.S. Forest Service is mopping up the river fire in eastern Humboldt County, and to the north, more than 500 personnel remain assigned to the Gaski Fire in Del Norte. Fire crews have fully contained 2 of the 4 fires burning in that complex, which has burned more than 30,000 acres. The rain earlier this week assisted firefighters in suppression efforts, as well as keeping smoke levels down. Arcata Police and Humboldt State University Police arrested 2 juveniles on Thursday after conducting a high-risk traffic stop on the stolen car they were driving on Alliance Road. Arcata Police had been alerted to the 3 juveniles in the stolen car by the Highway Patrol, who were searching for the vehicle and who described the suspects as armed and dangerous. An Arcata Police officer spotted the stolen sedan as it was driven into a gas station on Alliance Road, and when they approached, one of the passengers jumped out and fled on foot. The other 2 juveniles were arrested, and officers found meth, a replica handgun, and pepper spray in the car. Both juveniles were booked into juvenile hall on a list of charges. 19-year-old Timothy Zanoni was booked into Humboldt County Jail on a vehicle theft charge after Zanoni stole a maintenance truck that belonged to the Humboldt County Fairgrounds. An employee followed Zanoni at a safe distance while in contact with the Ferndale Police Department, and along with Rio Del and Fortuna officers, converged on Zanoni near East Ferry and Grizzly Bluff Road. Zanoni was taken into custody without incident and was booked for felony vehicle theft and possession of stolen property. A man wanted on a felony warrant was contacted by sheriff's deputies while riding his bike headed southbound on the Samoa Peninsula early Wednesday morning. That man, identified as 26-year-old Vincent McKenney, initially gave deputies a false name, but after further questioning and behavior described by the sheriff's office as nervous and fidgety, he provided his real name. A records check revealed McKenney was wanted on the felony warrant for violation of probation and that he had a search and seizure clause out in his name as well. Deputies found burglary tools in McKenney's backpack. He was arrested and booked into county jail. Old Arcata Road was closed for several hours between Jacoby Creek and the Bayside Cutoff early Thursday morning after a 23-year-old Arcata resident lost control of his pickup truck. 23-year-old Forrest Hale left the roadway just north of the cutoff and slammed into a power pole, bringing the pole and power lines down across the roadway. Hale suffered minor injuries in the crash and was taken to the hospital for treatment. Impairment is being considered a factor in the collision. The roadway was closed to traffic in both directions until 8 o'clock and was opened to one-way traffic as PG&E worked to repair the damaged power pole. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When we talk about public safety funding from proceeds generated by Measure Z, it's easy to forget that it takes a while for that tax revenue to be generated, collected, and distributed to the earmarked agencies. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods said that while the County Fire Chiefs Association has been allocated just over $2 million, those funds haven't been collected, so the county has stepped in to provide immediate necessary funding for equipment.
That money does not come all in at once in that first quarter, but the county's going to be able to front that for us so we can purchase our equipment in one lot and get the better pricing and all those things. So it's, a real benefit. We're going to see the equipment very soon. We don't have to wait for those quarters to accumulate those funds.
It's not just $1,500 turnouts and $5,000 air packs that are needed. Woods pointed out that funds are also needed for dispatch and other administrative costs.
And we have money, about $75,000 for county planning to help assist those fire agencies that aren't official governmental agencies, that are, again, what we call the bake sale departments, that are just community organizations, to form special districts, become taxing entities where they can have some steady revenue from that point on down the road.
The need for funding for our rural departments cannot be better illustrated by the fact that two volunteer engine companies, Fortuna and Bryceland, are currently providing mutual aid in Lake County. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.